Journey of a believer. A believer's road is narrow, yet filled with sacred grace. Each trial becomes a lantern. Journey of a believer.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another special episode of the silsila Journey of a Believer. Wherever you are, we hope that you and your family are well. Don't forget, when you make dua, to include the ummah as well. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, that he grants relief to the ummah, cure to those who are sick and suffering from whatever type of ailment, and protection against the oppressors. Well, in today's episode, we are going to be highlighting something that we find around us, sometimes in our homes, and sometimes we ourselves are guilty of. And we should be very careful of this, as it gives rise to many other types of spiritual sicknesses. And so today we are going to be discussing superiority complex. That this is something that is not a trait of a believer. A true believer does not have this type of character. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi." The intention of a believer is better than his action. How about we make some good intentions? O Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallahul kareem. Let's do ourselves a favor and dedicate some time every day to recite the glorious Quran, to recite salawat, durood e pak, istighfar, dhikrullah, make sincere tawbah daily. Today could be our last day. Every day, do your best to abstain from sins, to fulfill rights of others, to learn and practice the sunnah, to learn a dua or something of deen for the day. Above all, obey Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In doing these things will be our success in this world, in the grave, and on the day of judgment, inshallahul kareem. The person who recites salawat, durood e pak, just one time, Almighty Allah grants 10 rewards to that person, forgives 10 minor sins, and raises a person's status by 10 times. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In a similar way as our good deeds, good actions like prayer, salah are apparent, people can see it, there are certain hidden things that people cannot see. Take for example our intentions, our level of sincerity, how genuine we are. Human misdeeds, evil actions are also twofold. The apparent, stealing, murder, and some are hidden, like the spiritual ailments. One of them is arrogance and the ego, egotism. There is a special link between the outward actions and the spiritual state of the heart. Because whatever is said, whatever is done, it starts internally. Your thoughts, your opinions, your mindset, the condition of your heart. That's the beginning phase. Then it is expressed on the outside by writing, by speaking, and by doing, by action as well. The great scholar, the proof of Islam, Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has written, "For the corrupt heart engenders corrupt outer actions, whilst the heart which is pure of jealousy, of showing off, of arrogance and pride, motivates pure actions through this concept of superiority complex, arrogance and pride. This falls under that. To consider yourself superior to others, better than others. Ask yourself, do I consider myself as being better than any other person? And ask yourself sincerely, of course I need to ask myself as well, is there any person in my life, my family, my friend, my colleague, that I believe that I'm better than them because maybe I perform my 5 times salah and they don't? Maybe as a man I have a fistful beard, which is necessary for all men, and that person doesn't. Or for Islamic sisters, maybe the Islamic sister is dressed properly according to Islamic values and teachings, is wearing the hijab, the niqab, the parda, and the other sister isn't, not even wearing a burqa, a scarf. So we need to ask these things. In my heart, do I consider myself better than any other person? Because the reality is, we don't know the hidden plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be that if I feel that I'm superior to others because I am practicing and that person is not, who knows that tomorrow, after a year, after a few months, something may happen in my life. I could become like that. And that person could become like myself. That person could be practicing and I could become impractical. If you are practicing and you are doing your best, you know what? Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuously, every single day. In fact, get into the habit of thanking Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. You left work, you got home safe and sound, or you got to work safe and sound. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to you, Ya Allah. Thank you for bringing me home or to work safe and sound, to school, to uni, to college, safe and sound. You got some good news. A baby is born in the home. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perform sajdatu shukr, a prostration of gratitude. Give out some sadaqah, some charity. This also is going to help us to cut any evil trait like arrogance, like showing off, like pride, and having a superiority complex. Because when you think about it, what are we? Who are we? If we look into at this grand universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are just like a speck. We are like an insignificant nothing, like a grain of rice in the universes of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet I can have this pride that I'm better than the next man. Our teacher, the great scholar Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him high stations. You know, he once said something so profound that there's two people. One person is doing his best to practice the deen, to practice upon the injunctions of the glorious Quran, to practice on the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other side is another Muslim, but he is an open sinner, doesn't have a beard. He doesn't, you know, he's not regular with his salah, no sunnah. So he says that both categories must be so careful. How? Why? He explains that on one side, the one who is practical must never ever look at the other person who is not practical and think, and this could be in the inner recesses of the heart, I'm a little better than him. I mean, I'm better than him. I read my salahs. I learned how to read my salahs properly. I learned how to recite Quran properly. Can't even recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim properly. He's a regular with his salahs. So of course, I mean, from that aspect, it's obvious. I'm wearing Imam Sharif. I've got a beard. He doesn't. So it's obvious I'm better than him. And this is a means of our good deeds being annihilated, destroyed. destroy it. On the other hand, the one who is impractical should also think, when he looks at the person who is practicing, never think, he's practicing, you know, he's got Imam Sharif and beard and miswak and he's showing off, man. He thinks he's better than us. He thinks he's a pious person. Both sides, with these mentalities, are sinful. It's a major sin to have su'ay dhan, evil thinking for your fellow Muslim, is a major sin. And major sins are accompanied by major punishments. It's not worth it. Having a superiority complex is just not worth it. You're destroying yourself. You're destroying your own hard-earned good deeds. On Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to blessed hadith, will resurrect the arrogant people in the form of ant-sized humans. Think about that. They will be humiliated. They will be dragged to the prison of Jahannam called Bulas. And a great fire will overwhelm and engulf them. Not only that, but they will be forced to drink the pus of the dwellers of hellfire. If there's a grain, a mustard seed of arrogance in my heart that I am better than him, well, whose footsteps are we following? We are following in the footsteps of the one whom we are ordered not to follow in his footsteps. لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. Don't follow in the footsteps of Shaitan. He's عدو مبين, the open enemy. I mean, he's the one. أنا خير من, I'm better than him. He had a superiority complex due to his ego, due to his arrogance, due to his nafs. And this is where it starts. The nafs, the ego, the self, the desires that I, myself and I. So we need to purify and purge the nafsul ammara from evil thoughts like this. Because if we act upon it, we're going to act upon it. It starts with the thoughts, with the intentions internally, and then in speaking about that person, in doing things against that person. And that's going to open up backbiting, slandering, because you think you're better than somebody else. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His court, the only one who is truly worthy is the one who is more pious, who has more taqwa, more piety, more fear of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So what is our condition then? If I can think of myself being better than another person, then how pious am I really? Look at yourself and judge yourself. There is something that even psychologists advise. Stand in front of a mirror. Some say 10 minutes. But make it half, or even half of that. 2 minutes. Stare at yourself. Look into your eyes in the mirror. Don't say anything for 2 minutes. And then think about the sins that you commit. Then think about your internal self. Your mind, how does your mind think? Good thoughts or bad thoughts? When you do good deeds, what kind of intentions do you have? Good intentions or bad intentions? Evil intentions. Look at yourself, and without saying anything, think about all of these things here. It will have a very deep impact on your heart and mind. You'll come to know like who you are. Some people say, you know, when we stare at ourselves in the mirror for like 5 minutes plus, I start asking myself, do I know who this person is? Is that really me? Subhanallah. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has said that the shawl of kibriya, superiority, belongs to him alone. And he will destroy those who contest him in this matter. Hakimul Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali has mentioned that the shawl is used to aid our understanding. Just as two people cannot wear one shawl, superiority is only for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cannot be claimed by others. So as soon as the thought enters the heart and mind, because shaitan is behind all these things, yes, but he just gives his evil whisperings. Am I going to act upon it or not? That is my choice. That is your choice. He's going to whisper. And he sometimes uses your own sound, your own voice. Look at that phenomenon. Doesn't even come to the masjid. Some people, they perform salah. The moment they step out, they sit together one side and they're bored. They need something to talk about, or they need someone to talk about. That's when the backbiting starts. Look, the backbiter is always going to backbite so long as he has an audience. So the person who's listening is entertaining the backbiter and is part of the backbiting. On the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be merciful with the person who used to drag his lower garment out of pride. The great Mujaddid, our Imam, Al Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali has mentioned that hanging of the lower garment below the ankles out of pride, arrogance, vanity is forbidden. Otherwise, it is disliked and not preferred. So if there's a speck of arrogance in our hearts, where we think we are better than somebody else, we've got a big problem, we've got a major sickness, and if we are in denial, it's to our own detriment. Whoever has even a speck, meaning even the tiniest part of arrogance in his heart, will not enter Jannah. The great scholar Mullah Ali Al-Qari Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali has explained, it means that no one will enter Jannah with arrogance. Rather, the people will enter Jannah once they have been purged of arrogance and all other negative qualities, either through punishment or pardon from Allah Azza wa Jalla. What are we going to receive? How about we ask ourselves these serious questions? What am I going to receive? Punishment or pardon? We don't know. So do the right thing before it's purged on the day of judgment or in the qabr through punishment. Purge yourself today. Overpower this nafs. Be wary of the attacks of shaitan and his traps as well. The moment an evil whispering enters the heart, same time, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Drive shaitan away. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Spit on his face by turning to your left side and spitting three times with just the sound. That's what he wants. Ultimately, he wants to try and corrupt our iman. He tries to corrupt our good deeds by whispering in our hearts and minds to have evil thoughts and intentions. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, on the day of judgment, the people I despise the most and those furthest away from my gathering will be the individuals who mocked others, who used foul language, and the arrogant people. So let's ask ourselves, am I one of them? Nobody's going to say I want to be one of them, of course. But am I one of them? Do I have these sinful traits of insulting people, of taunting people, of using bad language, like we see today, even by so-called professionals, influencers on social media? And do I have any type of arrogance in my heart? If that's the case, I am one of those unfortunate people who will be furthest from the gathering of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who is going to be despised by the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How unfortunate is that individual? So having an ego and thinking I'm better, what benefit does it have? Maybe some momentary pleasure where people please me or are happy with me and praise me. Hey, you know what? You are the one. You are better. But that's just feeding the carnal desires. Compare that to the harms. It's just not worth it. The displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the displeasure of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the displeasure of the people, humiliation, disgrace, embarrassment on the day of standing, the day of judgment, deprivation of Allah jalla jalaluhu's mercy and being flung into the fire, having a superiority complex. It is not a source of dignity. It's the opposite. It's not a means of reaching greatness and success. It is a cause of major humiliation, especially on the day of judgment. That's where our focus has to be. That's why we are here, to plan and prepare for comfort in the grave and salvation on the day of judgment through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the cure for this, having this mindset that I'm better than somebody else, is to hold ourselves accountable. If arrogance is a result of knowledge, worship, wealth, lineage, rank, success, physical beauty, remember, these are blessings of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. How can I behave superior to anybody else when Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is granting me these blessings, when I'm supposed to be thankful to Him Azza wa Jal, when I'm supposed to be displaying humbleness and humility? He can take it away anytime He wants. And then what? Then what? Allah forbid if us displaying that superiority complex earns the displeasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and on the day of judgment we're held accountable. How are we going to bear the torments of the hellfire? Let's think about that. And daily make tawbah. Sincere tawbah. Could be our last day today. Whether it's arrogance, whether it's showing off, jealousy, malice, all these negative thoughts, spiritual sicknesses that we have. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry in His court. Ask Him to help you to get rid of all these ailments that many of us have so many of. Observing humility for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases a person's rank. Think of others better than yourself. Think that, you know, maybe the other Muslims, they are going to Jannah and me, maybe I'm going to the hellfire. And be genuine about it. Be sincere about it. That, you know, no. I'm trying to practice. Allah Azza wa Jal accept it. But everybody else is better than me. A blessed hadith mentions, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, to whatever level a person observes humility for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla jalaluhu grants him the eminence of the same level and even grants the highest rank upon him. The person who prides himself, I'm better, to whatever level against Allah jalla jalaluhu, Allah azza wa jal makes him fall to the same level. Even till he azza wa jal gets him to the lowest level. Similarly, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the one who adopts humility in front of his Muslim brother, Allah azza wa jal will grant eminence to him. And the one who expresses his superiority in front of him, Allah azza wa jal will disgrace him. Which category am I in? The glorious Quran has told us so clearly. Surah An-Nahl, verse 23. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innahu la yuhibbul mustakbirin. Translation from Ganzul Iman. Indeed, He does not like the arrogant. Am I one of them? If I am, then I am one of the unfortunate people. Even if I portray myself as being superior, I'm one of the inferior ones, because I'm one of the unfortunate people who will be deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will be far away from the gathering of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. The time to change our attitude is now. Now we have the chance. Before the angel of death, Israel alayhi salam, suddenly visits us. Let us change our ways. Let us change our mindset. That's the starting point of everything internally. Let us change our thoughts. Let us change ourselves internally so that we change positively and constructively outwardly as well. And by studying the glorious Quran, by studying the seerah of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his blessed sunnah, by being in good company, by making dua, these things will help us to refine our characters. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Journey of a believer. A believer's road is narrow, yet filled with sacred grace. Each trial becomes a lantern. Journey